It's time for our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takitai Kim.
The coalition government's free school lunch program has faced significant criticism from various groups and individuals. This follows the remodelling of the previous program, the Ka Ora Ka Oko program, to, in what ACT Party leader David Seymour says, will save taxpayers over $100 million and fix the food wastage associated with the program. However, this current model has resulted in lunches arriving significantly late, plastic having been found melted into food, and students describing the food as bland and looking like prison food. Responding to the criticisms facing the current model of the free school lunch program, in an interview with Newstalk ZB, Prime Minister Christopher Luxon says those complaining should make a Marmite sandwich and put an apple in the bag. For our first weekly catch-up with Te Pāti Māori this year, I spoke to Takitai Kemp about how she is viewing the lunch program and her opinions on Luxon's recent remarks regarding the model. We also spoke about the Land Transport Management Time of Use Charging Amendment Bill, passing its first reading in Parliament, and Te Pāti Māori being the only party not to support the bill, and the changes to free bowel cancer screenings by changing the age from 60 to 58, which would result in scrapping the pilot program that would have allowed Māori and Pacific people free screenings from age 50. But first, I started off by asking her about how the party is feeling about the current state of the government's free school lunch program.
Well, let's take a look at the big picture of school lunches. You know, let's not forget that our children are eating prison slop because this government wants to cut costs and cut corners when it comes to feeding our children. The government talks about saving money, but cutting corners on our kids' food is a cost we can't afford. The reality we are in means often it is not as easy as making a Marmite sandwich. Oh my gosh, when the Prime Minister said that, I just thought, wow, he just has no idea about the poverty and the struggle of families out on the ground, you know. It's not a reality, and it's not that easy just to make a Marmite sandwich and throw an apple in a bag. And so he talks from a place of privilege and unknowing, and he doesn't understand. Our tamariki deserve to have their daily nutrition targets met to ensure they are capable learners. We need them to be for the future of our country. You know, when whānau pack better lunches on the toughest weeks, then these big companies deliver with the millions of funding, something is seriously wrong. The issues are is that Kai is often delivered hours late with reports teachers are forking out to substitute late lunches. Now, I talked to one of the primary schools out here in South Auckland a week ago, you know, and she said, you know, they had no problem with providing jam sandwiches and light sandwiches for the kids, but, you know, they just can't afford it anymore. So they've got to find other ways to be able to meet the needs of the kids. They're just struggling.
Speaking more to Christopher Luxon's comments recently on Newstalk ZB, when he said, when discussing the concerns regarding the current free lunch model, obviously he said, as you mentioned before, that those who are complaining should make a Marmite sandwich and put an apple in the bag. What was your reaction to a comment like this coming out of our Prime Minister?
I think it's terrible, and it's absolutely disgusting that a Prime Minister talks like that about our kids, like it's just nothing. And he obviously doesn't spend enough time out on the ground, well, you know, seeing and talking to some of the schools out here, especially in South Auckland. And these kids, you know, he's got to remember that some of these kids don't have kai. You know, their homes can't even afford to put a Marmite sandwich in a bag and an apple. So, you know, it's really it's actually very disheartening that that's how he talks about our kids.
And how would you like to see this free lunch program addressed? For example, would the party want to go back to the previous Ka Ora Ka Oko model, or would you want something completely new?
Well, there was nothing wrong with the previous model. Only the government and the coalition had a problem with it because they said it was too expensive. However, it was working for our kids and our communities.
Now, the principal from Maidstone Intermediate in the Hutt Valley, Wickes Swinepole, whose school doesn't qualify for the scheme, has urged for changes to the model so that the roughly 80 to 90 students of the school's 500 or so population who are not being fed nutritious food at home could benefit from the program. If changes were to be made to how free school lunches are delivered, would broadening the schools available for this initiative be a move that Te Pāti Māori would support?
Yes, well, we'd want to make sure that all children have pies.
Now, moving on to our second topic here. Last week, we saw the first reading of the Land Transport Management Time of Use Charging Amendment Bill, which allows the New Zealand Transport Agency to partner with local governments to implement congestion charging to busy roads during peak hours. Te Pāti Māori were the only party to not support this bill. Why is this?
Well, we see this as another tax to our families here in Tamaki Makaurau. We can't afford more taxes to be placed on our families. And it's another bill, it's poverty on poverty, and we don't support it.
So what alternatives would Te Pāti Māori suggest to better address the traffic, especially here in Tamaki Makaurau, and the climate emissions associated with driving in a car by yourself?
Well, make buses and trains more reliable and affordable and accessible. Then we can talk about congestion pricing. The answer to congestion isn't more charges, it's about better, fairer public transport, especially out here in the suburbs. You know, it's not just the central town lines or the airport lines. We need better, reliable, accessible transport out in suburbs.
Now, finally, the government has recently announced changes to free bowel cancer screenings for all New Zealanders, which redirects funding from a targeted pilot scheme to tackle the growing inequities Māori and Pacific people are facing in this area. This comes as it has been found that both Māori and Pacific people are diagnosed with bowel cancer early in life than the rest of the population. With this move, Māori Cancer Leadership Network He Ahuru Mōwai's chairperson, Dr. Nina Scott, says this move was a deliberate move by the government that would increase inequities. Is this a claim you would also agree with?
Look, Māori are developing bowel cancer younger and dying at a higher rate. Developing targeted screening will cost lives. Now, the research shows us that 30% of bowel cancer develops before the age of 50 for Māori women, compared to 13% among the female population as a whole. One-size-fits-all healthcare doesn't work when Māori and Pacific people are at higher risk at younger ages.
Do you believe the government has adequately engaged with Māori and Pacific people regarding this move?
No. I mean, I saw a post report on Iti Tangata by Dr. Jansen, you know, and he's very clear that there hasn't been enough consultation with Māori.
And what implications are you concerned we could see for both Māori and Pacific people as a result of this change?
Well, the biggest change will be that we die. You know, our people die earlier, and that will be the risk. More people will die.
That was Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp on the government's free school lunch program. The first reading of the Land Transport Management Time of Use Charging Amendment Bill and changes to free bowel cancer screenings.
That was our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp.